B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Stay-at-home advisory starts at noon. The MBTA modifying service again, and a Brookline fire station closes over coronavirus. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Taylor Swift reacts to the leaked Kanye phone call, and Kim goes off on Taylor on Twitter.
Leroy has your sports.
Dick Pound was trending yesterday, and I'll tell you why. Y'all get your mind out the gutter.
Yes. But first, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker issued a stay-at-home advisory for the Commonwealth starting today at noon. Everyone seems a little confused. Basically, it means that all non-essential businesses have been ordered to close, and residents are urged to stay at home during the time period, which ends on April 7th.
He's now, so against just issuing the whole, like
not, yeah, yeah, just stay at home.
Exactly.
Order. Yeah. Well, people can still go to the grocery store. You can still go to the pharmacy, take walks around the block, but just avoid any direct contact. And like you said, Romero, he reiterated that this is not a stay-at-home order. Restaurants can still offer food for takeout and delivery. And medical marijuana dispensaries will remain open, but not open for recreational customers.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. The MBTA modifying the commuter rail schedule. They had previously reduced service, but are addressing the demand for travel by medical professionals. So effective tomorrow, 5 commuter rail trains will arrive in Boston before 7 a.m. in order to get essential workers to their shift changes on time. And also, buses, trolleys, and subway cars are being disinfected every 24 hours. And high-contact surfaces like fare gates and handrails and subway stations are being cleaned every 4 hours.
They should do the 24-hour thing minimum all the time. They don't clean these things every day?
No.
When's the last time you've been on the train?
Right.
It's been a while because they don't clean them every day. They need to. How could you not clean the train? All the nasty ass people that get on damn things with piss hands and you don't clean it every day.
All you see is
no wonder we got corona.
All you see is like smudge prints and just disgusting stuff smeared all over the walls on those things.
Wow.
It's nasty.
And the Brookline Fire Department has temporarily closed a fire station in Coolidge Corner out of an abundance of caution after a firefighter started to show coronavirus symptoms. The firefighter has been tested and the results are pending. In the meantime, the department has required 11 other firefighters to self-quarantine. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, one thing that's starting to ramp up during these times of quarantine is Instagram Lives, and we have celebrities now taking Instagram Lives to the next level. Let's start with Lil Yachty. Yachty held a talent show of sorts on his Instagram Live yesterday where he said he would send money to anyone who can do, quote, interesting-ish. Well, after having some people fight each other, one dude ate a condom, someone was eating deodorant, dog food, but
that's their talent?
Yeah, he wanted them to do interesting-ish. That was what he was asking for. But the best one or the worst one, depending on how you want to look at it, was this dude who shaved off his eyebrows for $200.
I need it, guys. There. Get the other one.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And then there's Lil Boozy. Now, if you're one of the tens of thousands of people that popped into his Instagram Live yesterday afternoon, and I'll admit I was one of them, you probably saw him sitting in a dark room smoking some weed, but if you waited long enough, you probably saw some, let's just say, sexual activity, with Boozy naming it QTD, Quarantine Itty Day.
QTD, across the world, man. Quarantine Titty Day. I want to see the corona under your nipple. Yo. Man, let me see them titties, man. I want to see your fat ass knee.
I'll be the first to admit,
I'm going to see.
So, he started sending money.
Only titties that I need is the ones that is quarantined.
He was sending money on Cash App to any woman that would, you know, take off their clothes and whatever. And then at one point, let's just say, things got a little heated. And there were a couple women that were having some very fun sexuals on these videos during. Yeah, I can't believe that his Instagram
could
is still up.
Could you see that?
Yes. That was when I texted you guys and said, put on Boozy's Instagram live.
I must have
right
put
now.
It on right after because
it was after. Yeah,
when I put it on, he was soliciting for vagina.
Yeah, no. This was.
So I stayed watching it for a while.
This was full blown. Like, I can't believe his Instagram didn't get shut down. And then he ended up doing some Black History lessons. So, you know,
what did he teach us?
Well, he was talking about slavery and how horrible slavery was. And
he said it was horrible.
Yeah. It was, you know.
I thought he put a twist on it.
You went from QTD to your Black History lesson. Yeah. So it was interesting.
I mean, if you start off with some quarantitas and then you go to a history lesson, I would have gotten an A+ in history in school.
And both Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian responded to the leaked video that came out the other day showing Kanye calling Taylor to let her know about the song Famous that he was about to drop. Well, Taylor reacted first, posting on social media, instead of answering those who are asking how I feel about the video footage that leaked, proving that I was telling the truth the whole time. You know, the one that was illegally recorded that somebody edited and manipulated in order to frame me. Swipe up to see what really matters and then posted a donation link to feed those in need. And then Kim, just 6 hours ago, responded on Twitter saying, I didn't feel the need to comment and I'm really embarrassed to do so, but she continues to speak on it. So I'm left without a choice and she is lying. To be clear, the only issue I ever had was that Taylor lied through her publicist saying that Kanye never called to ask for permission. So she's saying that this video, the new one, doesn't say anything different. That all she was doing was posting snippets of it to prove that Kanye did call to ask her for her permission. So it's the two of them are just going back and forth. Kim pretty much said at the end of all of her rants, though, that this is the last time she's going to speak on it because, quote, nobody cares.
That is true.
Is there any worse in life? Right. Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift.
Yep. Can somebody with Corona just sneeze in both their faces, please?
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Bruins fans are this close to being in shambles, too. Goalie Tuukka Rask may retire. In an interview, he said, I have 1 year left in the contract, so we'll see if I even play. Damn is right. After 14 seasons and a left hip surgery last season, the Pats released kicker Steven Gostkowski. I don't think anyone's really crying about that. Right. Pats Nation, I'm sorry I have to do this. But the Tampa Bay Bucks will introduce Tom Brady today at noon. It will be a conference call, and it will be streamed live on Buccaneers.com, and I'm sure other places, too. I'm sorry. And yesterday, we talked about how the Olympics were being pressured to cancel, and then Olympic Committee member Dick Pound, he was trending yesterday for obvious reasons, but he announced that the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games are going to be postponed. The games are rumored to be scheduled next year, but no one really knows the details yet. The only games tonight are from unfaithful men and women on their significant others, and that's just sports.
Leaving you with some good news. Well, as you know, nursing homes and retirement facilities across the country are limiting visitors, leaving residents feeling more and more isolated. So some people found a way to help by giving their bored kids something to do. So in a Facebook post from a nursing home and rehab center in Illinois, they asked parents to consider having kids looking for something to do, to consider writing letters or coloring pictures to send to their residents. And a lot of people answered the call and put smiles on a lot of the residents' faces. And if you're concerned about the mail accidentally exposing residents, the CDC says that there's likely very low risk of transmission from products or packaging that are shipped over a period of days or weeks. So just to be sure, though, if you want to do this with your kids, make sure you check with your local nursing home as well to see if they're accepting them and give your kids something to do and make someone happy today. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire. It's Sullivan Tire's 65th St. Patrick's Day sales event. The biggest and best one yet. Get savings, instant savings on all tire brands in stock now through March 31st. See SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.